USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID restrictions affecting the funeral for Prince Philip. The royal family taking precautions for today's remembrance ceremony for the 99-year-old at St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Wife Queen Elizabeth will be seated alone. Also, attendance at the funeral limited to 30 people, and all family members not living in the same household must stay 6 feet apart. This comes the same day the world marks a grim COVID milestone. Johns Hopkins University reports the death toll around the globe now above 3 million. Dante Wright's girlfriend, the mother of his 2-year-old child, expressing gratitude yesterday for the support she has received since Wright was shot to death Sunday by a Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer.
And I feel like I'm by myself, but then there's so many people that supporting me and sending me stuff. And it really means a lot to me. It's what's keeping me together.
China Whitaker, joined by others who have lost loved ones to police shooting in Minnesota in recent years, calling for accountability and change. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Minneapolis preparing for a verdict in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. Tim Berg has more.
Closing arguments in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin begin Monday. The defense rested on Thursday, a month before the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Chauvin facing up to 15 years if convicted. Reacting to Chauvin not taking the stand in his own defense, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The problem for Derek Chauvin in taking the witness stand is he would have had to explain not just why he put his knee onto George Floyd, but why he had it there in minute 7 and minute 8, etc.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Protests also taking place last night in Chicago. A 13-year-old boy, Adam Toledo, shot to death by a police officer last month. The protest comes after a video released Thursday shows Toledo was unarmed and with his hands up when he was shot. No charges against the officer, but an investigation underway. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Flags in Indiana at half-staff in honor of the victims in Thursday's deadly mass shooting. 8 people killed at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. The gunman ID'd Friday is 19-year-old Brandon Hole, a former FedEx employee. Hole also killed in the shooting in an apparent suicide. Still no word on a motive. Meanwhile, there are calls for lawmakers to do something to prevent another mass shooting. President Biden yesterday calling for bipartisan action.
And I strongly urge my Republican friends in the Congress who even refused to bring up the House-passed bill to bring it up now. This has to end. It's a national embarrassment.
The House passing 2 gun reform bills since the school shooting in Florida 3 years ago, neither brought up for a vote in the Senate. Biden meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan at the White House Friday. Wendy King has details.
President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It looks like Biden will break a campaign promise. While campaigning for president, Biden proposed raising the cap on refugees from 15,000 under President Trump to 125,000. The White House announcing yesterday, though, that cap will likely be below 63,000 when revealed next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.